WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position? I got the pooper going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the valley.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Uh-oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It'd be a Saturday night, you know what it means. Time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. CBRadioLive.com, twitch.tv/WTLive. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking said purple rectangular button directly below the screen. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket. Joined as always by the ex Corps soldier himself, Subway. Cool. Good. Awesome.
Can you hear me?
You just said, so it was like, oh, cool. That.
Oh, I said, what's up? Oh, maybe I didn't get it.
You did not get that. None of that came. None of that came out of your mouth. We have the intern, King Kittens.
Oh, you can hear me now?
We can hear you. We can hear you now.
Okay. Because yeah. Apparently you couldn't hear me at the end.
No, we couldn't hear you at the end.
Even though I said bye to everyone.
He did not, Chet.
Yes, I did!
he didn't.
Meet you.
So, here we are. Tonight, we're switching the formats a little bit. We will have the intern's corner, but we are going to skip a greater than great debate. We're doing a fast food / casual dining experience tier list. So, we're going to run off restaurants, and we're going to rank them from what? Supersize to
drive-through. And I mean, it's still technically a debate. We will be debating.
It's
just a different form.
It's not. It's just not the greater than great debate. But to start off the show before we get into the corner here in a moment, what do you do if you stole 2 million dimes? How do you turn that into actual cash?
2 million dimes.
2 million dimes.
You break it up into a couple of things. A couple of different runs, and you go to Coinstars.
That's a lot of Coinstars.
Yeah, and
it's a lot of, and it's also a lot of dimes.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
It's 2 million dimes. That's like $200,000 worth of dimes. It's like, cool, you stole them all. How do you convert it into cold hard cash? You say pay everything in dimes, but wouldn't that be suspicious though? Because if it's reported that they were stolen. and you're just paying stuff in dimes.
Also, the cashier, wherever you are, is going to fucking hate you.
This is true. But, like, yeah, what do you do with all them dimes? It's a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
Because that's actually just happened, like, 2 days ago here. Someone broke into a truck overnight and stole 2 million dimes. And they're looking for the suspect. Mm. The dude parked his big rig truck in a parking lot because they have to before they drive to go get some sleep because he was headed to Florida the next day.
So yeah, you're required to get X amount of sleep.
Because it's going to be like a 20-hour drive, like a 20-hour drive to Florida or what have you. But it was a truck that had, and that was only part of the truck. Because what are you supposed to do with the rest of it? How many? There's like six people try to broke into this truck, apparently, to get 2 million dimes. It's weird. Like, you can't do it in this state because everyone's going to be aware of it. Or neighboring states. You got to go somewhere and go, hey, I have all this money. How do I do with it? Can't go. It's like, you're going to have to make trips for a long time to get rid of your dimes. There's also dimes all over the road, too. Because they couldn't carry them all.
You think?
It's just dumb. They had to know what they're doing because they had bolt cutters and they broke in and did all the things and what have you. But it's like, what are you going to do with it now that you have it? It's slowly but surely, but you're eventually going to get caught because it's dimes. No one, who pays in change these days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, do any one of us carry coins? Because I know I don't.
I don't, like, carry it out, but I collect, and then I turn in for, like, Amazon credit.
Interesting.
Well, because it's one of the things, like you just talked about, I don't spend coins for the most part. I'm, like, either using my debit card or I'm just paying bills just because it's easier to, you know, have a bunch of just dollar bills in your wallet as opposed to a pocket full of coins.
The only time I actually use cash now, and I do actually have some change, I do keep a little penny thing. Is actually when I take the bus, because when I go to the pot place, they always have to round it up to an even number. So a lot of times I'll get like $5 back or $3 or $4. And, you know, the bus takes $1.50. So actually, yeah, I do mess with a little bit of change. And then, you know, I'll just save the change up, use that or something for the bus. But other than that, yeah, like debit, like that's what I was like a lot of time. Like there was a period there I was like, man, I never fucking touch cash anymore. I mean, I don't remember the last time I seen cash.
And if I save up my coins and then take it to like the Coinstar, I can get like an Amazon gift card because they won't take a cut out of that because you're going to end up paying tax on the thing anyway. So it's basically just free money in a sense in my mind because it's like I'm not using those coins. I'm just setting them aside and then after a while I'll go cash it in and it's, you know, a decent amount.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't care. They can take their little percent. I just get the cash.
All right. So Because the tier list is going to take a while. Let's get to the corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, teach us some stuff.
All right, so we've got a couple of things to cover. First up, we're going to go through this week in entertainment history. I've combined music and movie and all that into just one category because I can.
It is your segment, so I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I will do what I want. So this week in entertainment history, on April 11th, 1952, Singin' in the Rain debuted in theaters. This stars Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly and, you know, had the popular song that was in the title of the movie that Gene Kelly apparently was dancing. He danced that scene with like 102 or 103 degree fever. Don't know why, but he did. Also on April 11th, but in 2012, The Avengers premiered in theaters. So the first kind of summation of the big Marvel movies, the team coming together. We actually covered it last year with the Intern's Corner, but not today. April 12th, 1999, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys was released. So fairly notable song.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say, although I think more people nowadays remember it for the little skit in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to, that's a Fucking awesome bit. April 13th, 1985, We Are the World starts a four-week run at the number one spot on the U.S. charts. One of the first big mega songs where everyone came together for charity. April 13th, 2015, so 3 years basically after the first one, Avengers Age of Ultron premiered in theaters. And then finally, April 15th, 1971, the Beatles won their only Oscar for Best Original Song Score from the film Let It Be. So now we're going to move on to this week in wrestling history. There's a couple of notable things that happened.
Like what?
April 10th, 2000, the Great Monday Nitro Reset took place. That's when Eric Bischoff and Vince Russo took the helm and vacated every single title they had. They brought everyone to the ring, took all the titles, and then started basically fresh.
Oh, that episode was so weird. So Russo has them all out there, and he's ranting and raving, and then
like Russo does,
because he's putting it over this new era and whatever. And then Eric Bischoff comes out and goes, "Are you done yet?" And everyone's going, "Oh God, here we go. They're gonna clash because the Bischoff and Russo." And then they become on the same page. And then Bischoff makes jokes about Sid and Scissors and softball and Millionaire Club versus the whatever. The
new Magnificent Seven.
The New Blood or New Breed. Oh, the New Blood. Whatever it was.
New Blood Rising.
Yeah. The Millionaires Club. And
that was a funny thing. The Millionaires Club seems like that should not have been the face group, but they absolutely were.
Yeah, it was Sting, Luger, Nash, Flair,
DDP.
Yeah.
But it was just like, just from the name alone, the Millionaires Club. It seems like they should be the ultimate heels. It's like the Main Event Mafia. But instead, they were the faces against the upstart, you know, new kids from the performance plant.
Power plant.
Speaking of DDP, April 11th, 1999, so basically 1 year earlier, DDP won his first ever world title at the Spring Stampede, beating Hogan, Flair, and Sting in a four-way match.
Interesting.
Also on April 11th, but in 2011, Edge announced his retirement due to issues from neck injury. He then would come back like 10 years later.
10 years later, he would be back, yeah.
To one of the loudest fucking pops.
Hey, I'll give him credit. He came back hard. Like, I ain't gonna say he slacked or...
Oh no,
like,
he put in the work.
Yeah, he put in the work. Like that, him and Finn, that was a great match.
Well, just Edge's entire run, coming back, it's like sometimes when you have the heat, sometimes when you have the legends come back, it's just like, oh, okay, you know, they're here. And
so
you know,
nobody saw them turning his own faction that he started turning on them. So that was, you know, like a good, like, yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Let's see what else. Oh, April 13th, 1997. ECW's Barely Legal pay-per-view was held, and it's the first one in company history. Always good to throw in some EC dub for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, April 15th, so today, back in 2020, Money in the Bank was held at WWE headquarters, where both Money in the Bank matches happened at the same time.
Was it in... It was in April?
April 15th, 2020.
God, okay. That doesn't seem right, but okay.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
It may have been... I don't know. I had it down. Somehow I had it recorded for that. Maybe it was a different pay-per-view.
Might have been a different pay-per-view because it wasn't Money in the Bank.
No, that one was May 10th.
Yeah.
It, 1 month later. But
oh
no, that's... Wait. That's what it was. It was pre-recorded on the 15th.
Ah.
They had taped it on the 15th. It didn't air until the 10th.
Okay.
But that was still a wonky fucking pay-per-view when it was like... They both all started in the lobby and then did the scramble. I did like some of the stuff, like, when they were going through headquarters and, like, you know, AJ, there was the hint of, like, AJ and Taker and, like, the brawling. Didn't they end up in Vince's office at one point?
I think so, yeah.
Because Vince was like, "What the hell are you doing?" And they're all like, oh.
Oh, the Money in the Bank match at the PC or whatever?
HQ.
It was at the headquarters.
The headquarters, that's it. Yeah, that was pretty good.
So that was this week in wrestling history. Now we're going to move into celebrity birthdays. So first up, she was in the remake of Charlie's Angels. She is most notable for having no real expression to her face and being part of the Twilight series. It's Kristen Stewart.
Another deer in headlights actress.
33? 33?
Okay.
I'll say 35.
Rock on the dot, 33. Next up, she was part of the most recent Star Wars trilogy and is actually now just getting her own movie. It's Daisy Ridley.
Who?
Star Wars, Rock. Star Wars.
Who?
28?
30?
31.
Ah, you were close. Shit, you were closer than me, Rock. I don't even know who she is.
I have no clue who she is.
Yeah, I can't even think of the other movie she was in that you might have known her.
She was on, was it the Orient Express movie with Kenneth Branagh, but you probably haven't.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
I know. Okay. Next up, he is an 80s action star turned kind of crazy coot. Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
He's eccentric.
That's to say the least. He eats carrots with whatever the Kim Jong-un.
70?
What'd you say?
70.
Damn. I'm going to go 60.
71.
Wow.
Okay, next up, he's most famous for being a child actor and uttering the phrase, "He sees dead people." He then went on to go do some other movies, including a really weird one named Tusk. If you know Kevin Smith, it's a really weird one. But it's Haley Joel Osment's birthday on April 10th.
Hey, you know what? I finally watched that movie not long ago. And I'll tell you what, for a fucking, like, not wanting to watch it and being like, this is probably stupid, it was actually a fucking good movie, like, in a weird-ass way.
35?
Yeah, I'll go 36.
35. Next up, from Married with Children and Modern Family, Ed O'Neill.
I've seen those things.
Oh, wow.
That's why he was trending. Or Married with Children was trending. 75.
76?
77. Next up, she was the Slayer. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I believe she was at one point. She may still be attached to Freddie Prinze Jr. It's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
47?
48?
46?
Oh, right, lower.
Next up, from Knocked Up.
They're still married.
Okay, cool. Mostly from Knocked Up and, I can't remember some of the other stuff he's been in. Oh, Pineapple Express, Seth Rogen.
He was in Superbad.
Yeah, yeah, he's one of the cops in Superbad. That's the one I was thinking of originally. This is the end.
The Interview.
Neighbors.
Bad Neighbors.
41?
Okay.
Chad says 46. I think he's younger than that.
He's like 45.
He's 41. He just looks a bit older.
I figured he was more my age, you know.
He's a little rough, you know.
Getting up there.
Next up, from the Harry Potter series, she was also Belle in the live-action Beauty and the Beast, Emma Watson.
Oh, can't forget Minority Report.
Emma Watson?
No, Seth Rogen.
Okay.
With Anna Faris.
34.
Maybe it was a different name of the movie. It's about where he's the mall cop.
Huh?
What'd you say? 30 what?
34. Mall cop?
I'll go 35.
33.
What one was he a mall cop for? When?
No, that's Observe and Report. And finally, from A Christmas Story and then the most recent sequel on HBO Max, soon to just become Max, as we learned earlier this week, Peter Billingsley, Ralphie.
Ralphie?
Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
How old would
he be? He's my age because the girl across the street went on a date with him.
Chad says 52. 51 then?
I'm going to say 49.
51.
Hmm.
And then finally, for our movie of the week, we talked about it a little earlier. It is the spiritual successor to the Avengers. It's Avengers Age of Ultron from 2015.
Oh, Rock's so excited.
I know.
I can't hide it.
Did he help you with this segment?
I'm about to lose control. I'm so excited.
You know, what's funny is you're talking all this Avengers stuff, and I just watched the whole fucking season of Loki today and realized how good that fucking show really was. And I started watching What If. But yeah, no, it was just cool how Loki was a very important, like, your whole place was to make other people better and shit. I was like, damn.
All right, so for Age of Ultron, first up.
Just kidding.
So first up, Scarlett Johansson was pregnant during the filming of the movie. So many of her scenes were scheduled early in the filming, so before she would actually begin to show. To help hide her pregnancy later, three stunt doubles were hired. This caused a lot of confusion amongst the other actors, since according to them, all of the stunt women looked very similar to Johansson. Chris Evans stated that it got to the point where he would start to say hello and have a conversation with one of them, only to realize midway that the person he was talking to wasn't actually Scarlett. Ultimately, some of the scenes did have to use CGI to hide her belly, though. Because Ultron was 8 to 9 feet tall, the 5'10" James Spader had to wear an antenna-like contraption made out of a thick piece of wire with two red balls attached to the top of it that went up his entire back and then 3 feet above his head. This was done so that the cast members that shared scenes with him would have a reference point for where Ultron's eyes would be. The two red balls represented the placement of Ultron's eyes. Elizabeth Olsen stated that that it was actually quite distracting because Spader would be giving such an intense performance, and out of instinct, she would look at him rather than the tennis balls representing his, you know, the placement. Much to everyone's amusement, when this happened, Aaron Taylor-Johnson would yell, "Red balls! Look at his balls, Lizzie!" in order to get her to look in the right direction.
Nice.
James Spader was Joss Whedon's only choice for the role of Ultron because of his, quote, hypnotic voice that can be eerily calm and compelling, while also very human and humorous. James Spader originally was just going to be doing Ultron's voice, but he told the filmmakers that for a main character, he deserved to do more than just provide a voice, so he took on performing the actual role through motion capture.
That's cool. He did a good job. I mean, it wasn't the Ultron I wanted, but, like, when I watch it and stuff, like, the Ultron was really fucking cool.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson was asked to lose weight, muscle mass in particular, because he was told, or that he was believed to be too strong to portray a runner, which is traditionally more lean looking. Thanos was considered to be the next villain around the time of this movie, but Joss Whedon decided against him in favor of Ultron. Quote, "We have to stay grounded. It's part of what makes the Marvel Universe click, their relationships to the real world. Thanos is not out of the mix, but Thanos was never meant to be the next villain. He's always been the overlord of villainy and darkness, and as we all know, he would later appear as, like, the big bad of the first, large arc in terms of Avengers Infinity War and Endgame. And finally, in the comics, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are both mutants by nature. In this movie, they got their powers due to experimentation by Hydra upon them. This change has to do with the fact that 20th Century Fox held the rights to the X-Men film franchise at the time and the whole mutant concept. Therefore, this change was intended to disassociate the films from the X-Men film franchise to avoid legal issues. And that's the corner.
All right, there you go. All right, so to explain what we're doing tonight, we're doing a tier list of casual and fast food restaurants. So that's kind of how we're doing it. Brent, what are the categories?
So the five categories, I can't remember the first one. Yes.
Supersized.
Oh, yeah, it's supersized. Hang on.
Hold on, there we go. I got it. Supersized, which is your top tier. First date worthy, which is like A tier.
Yep.
B tier is casual dining. C tier is carry out. And D tier is drive through. So that would be like the worst of the bunch.
Yeah. So you want to place it along the lines of those five.
You kind of got the idea, Sub?
Are you going to be mad at me if I just sat back down and I didn't catch all of it? Run it by me again?
Okay. So we have five tiers of categories. Supersize is top tier. First date worthy is A tier. Casual dining is B tier. Carry out is C tier. And drive through is the bottom tier. So we're doing fast food / casual dining places.
Okay. Right. So each category we're going to be picking from.
We have to slot them into. You understand?
I think I got it. Yeah, I caught everything. I thought I missed a little bit, but no, I'm with you.
Okay, so we have to slot different things into those.
I'll figure what we're doing out. I'm not 100%, but I'm enough with you that I'll figure it out when you get going.
All right, we'll start with an easy one. Where would you place McDonald's in what category? Is it S, A, B, C, or D? In terms of ranking, where would you place it?
Oh my God, you're gonna make me remember this. All right, you know what? Give me one second. I gotta remember five fucking categories.
S, A, B, C, and D.
But I gotta remember what they are.
You don't have to. Don't worry about the names. The names are just funny. Those are the letter grades. It's S to C.
Oh, we're just like kind of mixing it up. Like we're just putting them in slots.
Yeah,
right, like the fourth one. Fourth one.
So you're saying that's a C?
C.
Talents is a C? No.
I'd go B.
I go B or A. I could go.
I would go B only because, no offense, it's like the McDonald's menu feels kind of plain.
But their fries are so good.
Look, the fries are fine, but
What's the goofy name for category B?
Casual dining.
No, B is casual dining. That's mid-level.
Okay, what's A again?
First date worthy.
Okay, it's not date worthy. It's not casual dining. What's C? I think I'm getting it now. Go ahead and one more time. Just what's the third one?
So the naming of the categories isn't where we're slotting them. It's just a matter of like we came up with a fun name in order instead of calling it.
Right, I know. Okay, what's the third one? What's the third one?
The third one we called casual dining. That's essentially a C, like a mid-grade.
Okay, well, the dating was the top one?
No, supersized is the top line because that's S tier. A tier was first date worthy. B tier is casual dining. C tier is carry out. D tier is drive through. But I place McDonald's mid tier.
Yeah, it could go either C or D. It's D, drive through. Because carry out could be like pizza place, you know?
All right. I'm trying to don't get carried up on what the category name is. I'm going with B. What are you doing, Brent? You say?
I say mid.
Mid is B. You're going what sub?
D.
D? Bottom?
D.
No.
Yeah.
No. Right now, we'll go low B, high C on that one. D, that's not a D. But we'll continue on.
Where's Long John Silver's? That's the D.
Long John Silver's.
No, D would be like casual dining. See, I'm not like the names are.
Don't worry about the names.
Just worry about like if you were going to grade it on a school scale, A through F.
Yeah, but you'd put, that's what I'm saying, but you'd put fucking McDonald's over Long John Silver's?
Fuck yes.
100%. Long John
Silver. Are we talking quality of food or atmosphere? Just quality of food?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I would probably go to McDonald's over Long John Silver.
See, now you get it.
I think now I'm getting it a little bit more.
Yeah, the names were just kind of like a name just to give them or whatever. I think I'm kind of getting you now.
Yeah, just it's S, A, B, C, and D. Worry about that. Don't worry about
I'd probably go back to C.
Okay, so right now it's a Long John Silver's. Where do you place that?
Well, I guess we all know now where fucking Long John Silver's stands.
I have it as a D. Brent has it.
And like I'm not a big seafood person, so yeah, I gotta go with D.
Okay, there you go. Boston Market.
Ooh, I'm gonna put that in B.
Boston Market.
That's some upgrade. That's some. Good eatings right there.
Boston Market is dead around. Like, there is not one around at all.
No, there isn't.
Oh, I don't have them near me either, but damn, I miss them, dude. Just the thought of one. There might be one in Tarpon, about a half hour away. Not 100%.
I was going to say, it's gone, but actually, I did kind of like it.
I still say it's C or D.
No, that's a B tier. That is B for me.
What do you say, Sam?
I'm going definitely B.
There we go.
That's some good shit right there. That's some good eating.
All right, so we'll
put you get that home cooking shit right there, man.
Okay. Jack in the Box.
Oh, fuck no.
I've never had it, so I don't know if it's any good or not. I mean, I hear it's good. How do you judge something and you've never had it, you know?
Brent, have you had it?
Yes. And the one thing that goes for it, which also, in my opinion, is the detractor, is it's the place you go at like 2 or 3 a.m. when you need that fast food to cut the alcohol that you've had for the night. It ain't good food. It's just what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So for Jack in the
Box, it's like a waffle house for us.
See, for me, it's like I much prefer like a late night greasy spoon burrito place. But Jack in the Box, all like whenever I've gone there and looked at it, it's just like no. To me, I mean, anyone else can say something different. D tier for me.
Since you're the only one who has had it, we'll put it in D tier.
There we go. Come at me, bro.
All right, let's go with Red Lobster.
Isaiah Thomas's favorite restaurant.
How would you rank it?
C, I guess. Just for the cheddar biscuits. Everything else I could take or leave, but it's like the biscuits are actually decent.
So C?
C tier for me.
Do you agree, Seb?
Again, that's like right there with Long John Silver. It's seafood, Red Lobster. I'm really not giving a fuck about that place.
All right,
it's going to be burning.
I will go with that.
So, whatever you guys say.
Here's one. Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
If we're talking food, it's
Yeah, low-down. I was just going to say, they got some really shitty pizza. I've had better pizza at my school when I was a little kid, and that was not the best, but damn, it was better than fucking Chuck E. Cheese. I'm going to put that down there with lobster and silver down
D-tier.
I'll say D.
D-tier.
Yeah, I'll give it the bottom.
Yeah,
I'll say food D-tier, but when you were a kid, that was like your fucking go-to, man.
Oh, yeah, great environment. Shit, I'll go there right now and play some games and stuff, but the food's still pretty shitty.
All right, Denny's.
I like me some Denny's. I'll say C. Put it up there. I'll put it there with, like, McDonald's and shit.
See, McDonald's is B. That's what we have it as.
Oh, I picked... Okay, I picked C for McDonald's. Yeah. Like, I put Boston Market in B. No, Boston Market's way better than McDonald's.
You know what? I'm going with Cache. I'm putting it mid-tier because compared to, like, another one that will be coming up, Denny's is a little bit better.
Pretty damn good. Right.
I'd put it B tier.
What's the other one coming up?
The Waffle House.
All right, go with it.
Waffle House, food-wise, it's a D. The reason you go to Waffle House is, one, you have no other choice, and two, because it's 24 hours. And you're going there for just the awkward environment of being at a Waffle House.
All right, so what he says D. What do you say?
Yeah, Waffle House is right there with your Jack in the Box. What did you put it at, Brent?
D. I put it down there in that bottom tier with the Jack in the Box. Yep.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's...
It wants to be a good diner, but it's not.
You don't go out of your way to eat there. Like, you might as well go to, like, IHOP or something if you want a waffle. But late at night.
If you want a decent breakfast, you go to Denny's or Waffle House. Or Denny's or IHOP.
They ought to do a TV show at Waffle House. Like, Cops. But, like, it's where they just go hang out at Waffle Houses.
I was going to say, if you had a TV or reality show at a Waffle House, it would just be Cops.
Well, the Cops would be there often.
We give a U for Uza. No, you can't, Casey.
All right, you mentioned it. IHOP.
IHOP, I'll give a B. I think it's decent enough food. It's open late. It's not, you know, the trashiness of a Waffle House.
Yeah, I mean, I get IHOP from time to time. Like, I order it, like, once a week, so I can't really say nah.
Yeah, okay, we'll go B on that one. Domino's Pizza.
Oh.
Domino's.
D.
Domino's when you can't get real pizza.
Yeah. Because I've been ordering Papa John's Stuffed Crust now. I'm hooked on that shit, dude.
I don't even like Papa John's, man.
I don't either. That's the crazy part. But the Stuffed Crust is fucking delicious. And Pizza Hut Stuffed Crust is way too expensive. Yeah, I never ordered Papa John's. And now Papa John's is all I'll get. It's fucking crazy. Dude, I was like, how do you go 30 years, you know, however Papa John's been around, I would just not order it. Never been a big fan of it. But man, they got this epic Stuffed Crust pepperoni. And I'm like, you know what? I had to do it.
I like that Rock just dropped it in D. He's like, nope, it's there.
Well, you guys said, what you just made the argument.
No,
for
we agreed.
It.
Oh, I know. I also heard, like, as soon as you mentioned Domino's, I heard your answer, Rock, which is just D.
Yeah. Well, if you,
it's right there with them Little Caesar $5 pizzas. Those things are going to be D.
Okay. Hold on. Let's stop jumping around because you mentioned one. We'll start with that one. Papa John's.
I know. Oh, okay. I think, like I said, I really enjoy it. I mean, God, do I want to put it up in B? I mean, it is fucking pretty good. I haven't already eaten it a lot. I mean, that's like a CB for me, definitely. It definitely isn't like, I guess I'll get it. So I'll put it at B. I'm a fan.
Brant.
D.
You're D.
Yes.
All right, then we'll split the difference and put it in C because not arguing either way.
Have you ever had it, Rock?
I have. It's not. It's been forever, though. Wasn't good when I had it.
Right.
We've got it at my work, and yeah, it's just I always joke that.
Are you a crust person, Brent?
I am, but the thing is like
okay, Papa. See, I never was before. This is the first time I've been a crust person.
But even still, it's like at least the regular or the Papa John's that are there. I always say like, that is my meal when I just absolutely hate myself and have nothing better, and I go and get Papa John's from the food court.
Oh man, dude, you should try the stuffed crust, but get pineapple and ham.
Oh God, no. Number one, no pineapple, and number two, there is a pizza place that is just off of campus that I will absolutely go for instead if I'm really hankering pizza. Okay. They do like good New York style.
Okay. Little Caesars.
Gundam style.
Little Caesars is bottom of D tier. Dude, that $5 hot and ready is, people will get it just out of convenience, but it is basically cardboard with fake tomato sauce on it.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
The only reason I got growing up, I knew of Little Caesars was because they used to do the pizza that was like, you could get two pizzas together and it was wrapped in this like paper. And if you were ever part of like a daycare or a summer camp, they would buy that because it was cheap and you can get two pizzas for one.
Casey
so
says
that's what you would end up with.
Casey says their meat one is pretty decent.
Yo, Casey!
You need real pizza. You gotta find real pizza. Little Caesars ain't it.
No. That's like saying Panda Express is real Chinese food.
Okay, Panda Express.
That's the other meal that I have when I absolutely hate myself and it's in the food court of the place I work.
Yes, yeah, I gotta put China Express down at the bottom. That's some garbage chain fucking Chinese food.
Panda Express.
That being said, I would probably put it as C or B. I fucking hate it, but it's one of those things where it's just like, eh.
One says D, one says B.
Why would you get a good rating if you hate it?
We'll put it in C.
Basically, so it would end up there. That's why I gave it that rating.
Portillo's.
You know, they just opened one up here and I haven't had it yet, but I've heard people say it's really good. I want to say it's like, what, burgers and hot dogs and shit?
Something like that, yeah.
Let me see, Portillo. Yeah, because it just opened to Midtown. Holy shit, there's a giant piece of chocolate cake in the picture too. Damn, that's winning me over. Free cake on your birthday? Hell yeah, it does not take much.
I can't judge it, never had it.
I can't judge it, but it looks good. From what I'm seeing.
We'll put it in C because chat says C.
Okay. Oh, dude, they have fettuccine alfredo. Oh, I'm so going there now. I'm so hitting there.
Okay. Longhorn Steakhouse.
What is it called again?
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, Longhorn. Now that's some fucking B, maybe even A. I'm gonna go with A. That was some pretty good shit right there.
Trying to remember their menu. It's been a little while
since I've had Longhorn Steakhouse, motherfucker. Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah. Give me the damn menu. I need to remember what I had there. Probably just a regular steak, but oh. Yeah, I'll go A. This one wasn't bad. There's another steakhouse in town I really like, but this one was good for what it was.
I'm putting Longhorn, we'll put there. How about Outback?
Outback, I'm putting A just because I love the seasoning they put on their shit.
I'll go with B. I mean, even though they do have fucking the greatest mashed potatoes in the world.
Put them in B then. Save that one. Wendy's.
Dude, Wendy's is an A for me. It's one of my go-tos.
I like Wendy's a lot. I can go with A.
Wendy's is like a C or a D.
Rock, you shut your damn mouth.
So let's do B then.
We do B.
I think B is fair. Yeah, because I can't put it up with the steakhouse.
So there's that one. There's, let's go with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, you know, Taco Bell has gotten a little bit disappointing. Although I do like a good Mexican pizza. That's what I usually get is a Mexican pizza. But they're, I don't know. They're just, it's not as good as it used to be. So I'm going to give them a C.
Right.
I'll go B on them only because the food quality isn't great. But holy shit, you can get a ton for cheap.
Chat says D.
Yeah, not that price.
Sub, you said C?
B.
You said D?
B,
C. C, C.
Because it used to be. See, I would have gave it a B back in the day because I used to love Taco Bell, but just now, I don't know. Their portioning, the quality all went down.
We'll put that at the top of C for now.
They got rid of the double-decker taco. That was the awful thing.
And the chili cheese burrito. God, I love that thing. Is Jersey Mike's on here?
Well, yeah. Let's go with that one now.
Fucking A, dude. I love me some fucking Jersey Mike's. That is like, when I get money and I get paid, like, the first thing I do is I order, you know, Jersey Mike's can be a little bit expensive. especially when you get that grand supersized sandwich with double meat.
I honestly would prefer.
And those bacon cheeses are good too. Sorry. Go ahead.
I prefer Jimmy John's over Jersey Mike's. Just saying.
I've never had Jimmy John's. I don't think we have them down here, or we might only have like one. So I've never tried them, and I've never seen them on DoorDash. So.
Okay. So you rank Jersey Mike's as a.
A for me.
Brent?
B.
Go high B for the moment. Jimmy John's.
B's fair. B ain't bad. I'm not hating on B.
Brent, you brought up Jimmy John's.
I'd go B on that.
Okay, we'll put them back to back because they can't separate the two. Let's go with Checkers.
Ooh.
I'm out now of this
see,
one.
Checkers has got hot dogs and stuff, so I definitely got to go with a B. Like, I like me some Checkers.
I remember having Checkers like once or twice, and their fries were awful.
Yeah, they got. You didn't like the spicy fries?
No, they were awful. I'll give you the B, but I just they weren't for me.
Makes sense.
Burger King.
I like their chili dogs, dude. The chili hot dogs are fucking great.
Okay. BK.
C.
C. I like a good Whopper.
I don't like flame broiled.
Yeah, see, I do. I'm gonna go B.
It leaves an aftertaste for me, and I just do not like it.
Oh, you big sissy! You fucking suck on a pacifier.
Burgers are okay. Their fries are meh. So C.
Fries, like, dude, if you don't eat them fucking things, like, as soon as you get them, they fucking go horrible.
All, Brock, all you have to know about BK is Whopper, Whopper, double Whopper.
I like me a good Whopper. Especially no cheese, when someone though. Gets for some injured. Reason, yeah. For some reason, I don't like a cheese on it. Just a plain, just a Whopper with no onion.
Carl's Jr.'s.
There's another one I don't think I've ever had. Carl's Jr.
Where did we put Burger King?
C.
It's right there with it.
Okay. Go with that. Del Taco.
D.
Del Taco.
It is the one rung below Taco Bell.
Chat says B+.
Dude, you know it's bad when Del Taco is combined with Carl's Jr., okay?
Because of the price. I'll go bang on him. We'll go C-. Roy Rogers.
Never had it.
Wow. God, I haven't had that since I was a little kid and we used to go on road trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was truck stop food. If I remember correctly, later on they turned into like a buffet style where you got it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go see.
See, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's total like garbage. Like, you know, I wouldn't go out of the way, but you know, I'd be like, oh, all right, Roy Rogers.
TGI Fridays.
I go with like a B. That's like an Outback or a Bennigan's or.
Bennigan's? I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I'll go a B.
You guys have Bennigan's? Or what do you got? Shenanigans?
No, we have Bennigan's. We have Bennigan's. It's just I haven't heard the name in forever. Yeah. What'd you say you're going with, Brent?
I'll go B.
Sub?
What were we talking about again? Which one?
TGI Fridays.
Yeah, B. I'll go B.
I'm going to put it next to Denny's as a B.
Good shit. Chili's?
We'll go Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's?
We'll go Chili's. Go for it.
I'm going to put now, and this might be a little bit of nostalgia, you know, like, you know, old reminiscing. But, man, I used to love going there and getting El Presidente margaritas. And we'd get pound fajitas. And it was like a happening thing. Like, there was like the whole, because it was right by the bar. We'd always sit by the bar and there was single chicks and shit. I remember my buddy was eyeballing these chicks. And but I used to love their fucking fajitas. Pound fajitas. So I'm going to go with A.
Brent, A.
Yeah.
Above or below Longhorn?
Below.
Longhorn House.
Red Robin. Yum.
That's another place I never had. I know they're advertised them. Is that like a Waffle House?
No. Maybe. You said what, C or D?
I said C or D for me.
We'll go C-. Raisin Cane's.
Dude, that is an A tier for me, dude. All they are like chicken and fries, but it's good.
Right. We ain't got much, but what we got is damn good.
So you're gonna get
And I know people that swear by that goddamn sauce. I don't eat that stuff, but just regular like chicken and fries, that's an A tier.
Do you agree, so A tier?
Sure. I don't know. I can't. This is you guys. Like, I don't know nothing about them. So
I'm back on what Brent says.
Right. Jesus Lord, we're taking his word on things, Rock. What the fuck's the word come to?
Steak and Shake.
I like me some Steak and Shake. I don't think it was ever like that high quality, but I don't know, man. It was like, I think if it was like up there with like Denny's and shit, like kind of how what you were saying, Waffle House would be the D, you know, but like, you know, if it was always good for like IHOP and shit like that, you know. But I mean, I'll say C. Because them burgers used to make you fucking have to take a shit after you eat them greasy motherfucking things.
Chat gives it an A. Brent, what do you give it?
A?
Which one?
Oh, you're a famous Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake? That's a B or C. That's lower.
Sub said C. We'll give it a B then to split the difference between you guys and chat.
Go to B?
Yeah.
Huh? Sure, I ain't complaining. I said they were good greasy burgers, though.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Honestly? Never had them.
People say it's decent.
I don't think I've ever had them either. I've seen it somewhere, maybe at the airport or Las Vegas or something.
It's not that good. All right, we'll go with D then. Chat says D, since we can't really go with it.
Nobody's been there to automatically get the D.
No, Matt's been there. He says D, so we'll go with that. Wingstop.
Man, that's like a D or D. I wasn't impressed. I thought they were kind of, you know what? Actually, D. If I remember correct.
Never had it.
We'll never order them again, I believe.
I will go with a D for with sub on that one. Johnny Rocket.
Is that a burger place?
Yeah. It's like 50s diner style.
Like Biff Burger. Is it like a Biff Burger?
No idea what a Biff Burger is.
Like an old 50s style. It's the or Big Boy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's kind of like you know how Big Boys were more like a, well, it's diner. Weird because, yeah, it's kind of like a little mini diner. Like I've seen, Johnny Rockets at like airports or some other places. They're like small diners.
Biff Burger was a place here where they'd have car meets and it was like that old style, but it had drive through, it had the rollerblade section, it had the drive through section, and then it had like the whole outside pad. It was pretty cool. That's why I said Biff Burger instead of Big Boy at first. I'm like, God damn it. Because it was like, basically they ripped off the Big Boy. It was the Biff Boy or something, you know, Big Boy Burger out there. And he was, I'm like, that's fucking a ripoff.
So what do you rank it?
But whatever. I'll go
B.
B, sure.
Put it in B somewhere. All right. Arby's.
Now, I'm an Arby's fan. And they've really upped their game a little bit. They did a big rehaul a few years ago.
A.
And, I'll go A
for curly fries alone.
The curly fry. I like their buffalo slider sandwiches.
Let you guys put it in there. KFC.
I'm going to go B, only because I've been disappointed lately with my KFC. So it's kind of a personal thing that took it out of the A category. Because I love me some fried chicken. Two breasts, mashed potato, and corn, please.
I'm going A simply for the sadness bowl.
And the sub, you gave it a what? B?
I'm going to B.
Rock, you know what the sadness bowl is, right?
Yeah. We'll put it in a B then.
You want to know something crazy real quick about KFC? So I've been ordering for, the DoorDash thing for a couple years now. I've probably ordered KFC a dozen times. All right. Like I said, two breasts, mashed potato, corn, and a side of coleslaw. So I ate the coleslaw. I'm like, man, this is sweet. I love this coleslaw. Dude, I was tearing it up. All of a sudden, one day I decide when I'm, you know, reading it, and it has all the ingredients in, like, the coleslaw, you know, like it says, and I see the chopped onion. And I'm like, there's no way I've been eating that with raw fucking onion. Sure enough, dude, I shit you not, I get a side just like I normally would have. And I start eating it, and all I can taste is the red onions now. And I'm like, how the fuck does that happen? Like, how did my brain switch from you couldn't taste it before to now that's all you taste? What you couldn't taste before. I'm like, this is bullshit. So I can't order coleslaw no more from fucking KFC.
Okay. Zaxby's.
Is that weird? All right. What's that?
Zaxby's.
Never had it.
What?
The chicken place.
Yeah.
I think it's like another one on the list here, but I've never fully had Zaxby's, so I can't comment.
If somebody wasn't overseas, they probably could give us an answer.
I'm sure that person could give us.
So since we can't judge it, it's got to go D, right? Since we can't judge it, we'll get yelled at maybe eventually for that one. Firehouse Subs.
I'm not a big fan. I know a lot of people like them. I'm going D because, like, I just never got it. It never became my thing. Everybody loves Firehouse Subs. I'm like, fuck.
I'd say C.
What do you say? Quiznos.
C.
Oh, I love me some Quiznos. I got B. They had some good shit. A little expensive. but they had some good, especially that raspberry chipotle.
We're going to go high C on that one. Subway.
D. I don't get Subway now unless I got to.
B.
They've gone down so bad.
So we got a D and a B, so I guess we split it.
Who said
D? You said D. He said B.
He said B? Oh, God.
Chat says B plus.
Look, I know that the bread is like one step above yoga mat, but like the rest of the stuff is actually good.
I will put it at a C then. Sparrow's.
Sparrow. Yes.
That's a pizza place. That's a fucking. I haven't had Sparrow's fucking forever. I'll put that up A.
That's mall pizza, dude. That's an A. It's not great, but for what it is, it's. It's tier.
Great. Right. For thin, just throw some cheese in your belly, pizza, it's awesome.
I'll give you guys an A on that one. Shake.
Now, if you slice that right, I used to like rolling that pizza up to the point.
Okay. Shake Shack.
Never had the Shake Shack, but I'll give it a C just because it's the Shake Shack.
Chad says A.
I'll split the difference, B.
Never had it. Can't really tell you. So, go B. In-N-Out.
In-N-Out burger. I've heard of it. Never had it.
Heard of it. Never had it.
In-N-Out?
Yeah.
I'll give it an A.
Chat says F.
Is that like a big kahuna burger?
Put it in A. In-N-Out is awful. never had it. Can't judge it. All right. Chick-fil-A.
That's a solid B. Chick-fil-A is pretty damn good.
Brandon?
It's best. No, but it's pretty good.
Part, you know, I'm not a big Chick-fil-A person food-wise, and then there's other aspects of Chick-fil-A that
other places that sell chicken on Sunday. I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't care about them selling chicken on Sunday. Well, it's kind of tied into that, but not the fact that they aren't open.
They're just losing money on themselves.
I think they're doing okay.
They are.
What do you rank it, Brent?
I would vote it low because I just don't like Chick-fil-A. And also, I hate the fact that all of their chicken sandwiches come with fucking pickles.
Pickles are great.
No, they're not. They're awful.
Pickles are great.
So go C.
Would you give it sub?
I went B because I love their pickles and their chicken.
Chad was saying A, so we'll go B on it.
All right.
We'll go Chipotle?
Chipotle!
Chipotle. Play?
Dude, I'm throwing S.
Oh, for or the first top tier, huh?
I'm throwing top, man.
Chad says terrible. So what do you give?
I forgot. I would have put the steak place higher. I forgot there was a tier above A. Damn, I would have moved a few things around. Pote, I'll give it a B.
So that moves it to an A because he went top tier. We have not put anything in the top tier yet. Interesting. And we have one, two, three.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. I probably would have put that first steakhouse in it. And I probably would have moved Boston Market up to... I would have probably moved a couple more up to A. And I would have moved... Somebody would have made it. Probably the steakhouse. Because I'm a real fucking sucker for a fucking fat steak.
Okay.
But it's all right. You know, whatever. It's too late now.
Fuddruckers.
A. Fuddrucker. That's not too bad. I'll go A. That's the place with the the sidebar. You get your burger, they give it to you in your bun or whatever, and you got all the side stuff on a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fries were great.
Yeah, fries are good. They had a few other things, too. They had a pretty decent menu.
All right. White Castle.
Fuck no.
White Castle fries only come in one size. Brr, White Castle. See, do I go White Castle? Do I go big or do I wait for a Crystal Burger? Which was truly better, White Castle or Crystal Burger?
What the hell's Crystal
they
Burger?
They both copy each other. Same exact fucking thing.
Chad says A.
I'll put White Castle up in A. I'm going to get somebody up in the A.
Brent goes what? D?
What? Yeah.
That means I gotta split it to like a B because that's just the way we've been doing it. Sonic.
Nah.
All right. It looks like Steak Shack. I'll go B. Steak and Shake ish.
C.
See, now I'm really bothered with Boston Market being in fucking B.
Worse than Jack in the Box. All right. C. Sub, you said B?
Yeah.
Brent, you said C.
For which one?
Sonic.
Yeah, it's a C.
I'll give you C on that one. Popeyes.
I'm throwing S. I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Their chicken sandwich alone is awesome. Their spicy tenders are great. It's S tier. It is better fried chicken than KFC.
For sure, but is it better than Church's? Because Church's I would go
yes.
to S.
No,
but
no.
churches isn't on this list, just as an FYI.
For me, okay. For me, Popeyes is S tier because of the spices.
I'll go A. Yeah, I'm not a big spicy person, but I'll go A. I'll go higher than KFC for sure. I gotta agree with you there.
Chad says S. You say S. Sub says A. I guess by that math, it's S.
Oh.
First S tier on that one?
There you go. Chad got your back. Yeah, is that the first one to make S?
Yeah. Applebee's.
Oh, another good mashed potato place, believe it or not. And the crazy thing is I don't even like onions and shit that they put in these two, like garlic and onions. But whatever they do is magical. Trying to think, what else is Applebee's? What do they got, like Awesome Blossoms or some shit? And big onion things?
Awesome Blossom is Outback.
Oh, okay.
You went for what with this one, Brent?
I'll go with B.
Sub says B. You said yeah. What, Brent? B?
Yes, the B.
Oh, what would it be? Olive Garden.
I'd go to A for Olive Garden.
I would go A.
Okay, give you guys an A on that one.
I'm not basing that off of the Olive Garden up here in Newport Richie, but the one I used to go to where white people wore shorts and not fucking bathing suits to fucking Olive Garden.
Pizza Hut.
Low.
Pizza Hut ain't what it used to be. C.
C.
B or C.
I won't say it's garbage. It's still pretty good, but...
It's better than whatever Papa John's is. It's way better than what Domino's is. So we'll see. Because they can at least get pizza semi, right?
It is better. Like I said, it's too much. It's expensive. Their stuffed crust. Fucking like $30 for a large pizza or some shit.
Well, that's everything, though.
Well, you can get the epic stuff crust for 20, and I'm like, well, you know what? And it feeds me for, 2 days, so.
Friendlies.
Don't know what that is.
I have no clue what Friendlies is.
It's like a TGI Fridays type place. It's like a
do you have to have flair?
No. It's like a diner-ish kind of place.
Say Friendlies again. I dare you. I'll shoot the next person that says Friendlies.
Decent food?
D, or what are you saying? You seem to know it better.
Because there's one legit right around the corner. I'm going to see. Not great food, but decently priced food. All right,
Like a Ponderosa.
It's a diner-ish. You get all types. You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. It's decent food.
No. So it's like more like a Denny's.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Denny's, kind of a little bit more of a higher tier Denny's, I guess. Is the best
right.
Way to put it. All right, got two left. We'll go with Dairy Queen.
S for the fucking blizzard alone. It's an S.
Yeah, I agree. Dairy Queen's a nice.
I did get some Dairy Queen not long ago, and it was pretty fucking good.
Dairy Queen is
pretty good. Somewhere, someone across the pond is cursing us because we're able to talk about and rank Dairy Queen pretty high.
Compared to where we put Zaxby's, yeah. And then there's Five Guys. That's really good. They're
Five Guys burgers?
Burgers, that's A, S or A?
No, it's a B.
Oh, man. They got this chili cheese fries that are fucking out of this world.
I'm leaning S. Convince me why.
I'll go.
Go ahead, Sup.
I gotta go A, though, because it is some greasy stuff, even though I do love them. It's like a badass Steak and Shake or Sonic, like a really good one. I'll go A.
I'm putting B for two reasons. Number one, I hate that they wrap their burgers in actual tin foil, because what it does is it keeps all that moisture inside.
But it's so the cheese won't stick to the wrapper. I appreciate that.
I understand that, but what it does also is it traps all that moisture in, and it turns the bun and everything into a soggy mess.
Yeah, but it can if you got to ride home with it or something. I got you.
Number two, as much as they give you a ton of fries, I absolutely despise the fact, because part of this is disguising the fact that it's, they're charging you a shit ton of money for that food. So they're like, oh yeah, we'll just throw in extra fries because no big deal. The biggest problem is, so they give you like your cup of fries, and then they take that extra scoop and just dump it into the bag on top of your burger or whatever else you have there. So you have to reach your hand in through the grease, through the salt to try and get your food, and then you're just like caked on you.
I don't think that's like a policy. I'm pretty sure that's just your what do you call Five Guys. That's not how they do it here.
See, every Five Guys I've gone to, it's like they have their cup of fries and then they throw in that extra scoop on top of it.
They do.
It's the best.
Like just in the bag open?
Yeah. Yeah, they just dump it on top of whatever food you have. And like I said, I mean, I understand you're getting more food, so cool. But at the same time, because you have to dig through it to get to your food, it's just, it's messy.
I'm good with, I'm going S. Chat goes S. Sub had A, you had B. It's an S.
Yep. Fine.
Because it's really good food. It's getting too expensive now, but it's really good food.
Well, like I said, that's the reason why they dump the fries on there, is to cover up the fact that you're paying a shit ton of money for it.
But you're paying a shit ton of money anywhere these days, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. Yeah, shit ain't cheap now, especially to eat out.
But that'll do it for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, I assume there's a post show at 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with friends. We'll probably have Fortnite content at some point during the week as well. It is CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
Oh, I'll talk later. At CBRGUE, at King Kins, at Lone Jumper, at Way Manson, Final Thoughts Sub.
Don't have any. I'm sorry, I'm going to bed.
Brent.
Well, we made it through a tier list. We had our greater than great debate in a debate format this time, so keep an eye out for what we've got coming next.
Well, but the debate should be returning next week. I'm stalling for a second. I want to see if they pop on or not. Anyway, hey chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming, support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock at the Fortnite App Shop or Epic Game Store because hashtag Epic Partner. This has been CBRadio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. See you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long there with us on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.